Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. And happy Juneteenth Day. What a big weekend this is. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thanks for getting up with me. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sundays at 9 a.m., a new edition on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, and Ram Insurance and Financial Services. And Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate. All right, the Sunday morning team is here, gradually getting online. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivey, political analyst, home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning to everyone in Detroit.
Great. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, just a business owner. Good morning. I know there's more to add. How are you, Kimberly?
Good morning, yeah. Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit, and happy Father's Day. And it is Juneteenth today.
Yeah. What a big weekend. So we're going to have cover news, weather. We're going to take the Juneteenth quiz. It's the CNN quiz. So we're going to take that. The Sunday morning team is going to take that quiz this morning. And I'm hoping that we connect with the rest of the Sunday morning team, because I really wanted to talk to Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews this morning. Me and Missionary Humphrey went over to hear her preach last Sunday. Oh, my God. If she doesn't get on the line, we're still going to talk about it. And then we want to hear about O'Hare Park yesterday, too. I know a couple of the team members were over there. I was supposed to be there. But, you know, I've been under the weather this past week. You know, I've been quarantined. Somebody told me I had COVID. That's what they said. It feels like a summer cold to me. Right now, of course, I sound a little congested. I had maybe a couple of days where I was coughing every 30 minutes or so. I felt some fatigue, but thank God, you know, got the vaccinations. I got two vaccinations, the one booster, and I feel good this morning. I'm ready to get back out here. I'm ready to get back out, but I had to, you know, I had to slow it down this past week. All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. We've got the latest news and weather, and we're going to take the Juneteenth quiz right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
is going to be okay. Beautiful day this is. The rest of the team is here. Let's go down the list here. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, and I saw her in action Sunday. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing team, and good morning to everyone who's listening.
Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to your mind. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to the missionary, and God bless you, Detroit.
Yes, and happy Father's Day to the Sunday morning team, all the dads and the fathers, for all the team members who graciously allow you guys and gives you all this, takes away some of your personal time on Sunday mornings. So we appreciate those gentlemen for, giving us that time so that you can be with us here on the show on Sunday morning. So happy Father's Day to all the dads of the Sunday morning team. All right. In the news this morning, look, Americans gained a new federal holiday last year, Juneteenth. This year, the holiday, which commemorates the end of slavery in the United States, falls on Sunday, but it will be observed in many places on Monday. I'm not going to give too much more detail because the Sunday morning team, we're going to take the Juneteenth quiz in a few minutes, so I'm going to leave it at that, but it's great to have this new holiday for African Americans, and of course, the end of slavery in America. You might see another flag flying this weekend. It is the Juneteenth flag. I'm not going to go into more detail about that because it may be on the list too of our Juneteenth quiz. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a new flag, the Juneteenth flag. U.S. authorities seized Lex, a $750,000 show jumping horse, as part of a $1.3 billion fraud case. Federal agents realized it could cost up to $55,000 a year to care for the horse. So Christine Fisher, the daughter of the man indicted, paid $25,000 to get the horse back. The U.S. government sold a $750,000 show jumping horse back to its owner for $25,000. Authorities initially seized the horse Lex after its owner, the Atlanta accountant Jack Fisher, was indicted by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS did not realize how costly it would be to maintain the horse, and so they encouraged the sale right back to the family. Wow. Yeah. More than isn't that something they just didn't know? So now they know. Some of this stuff does cost, to the cost of ownership. It's something. More than 25 million people in over a dozen states are under heat alert Saturday, from the northern plains to southeast. This is the second heat wave in a week. We had one last weekend. Temperatures are in the upper 90s. And will go well into the triple digits. The heat wave comes on the heels of another record-breaking heat wave over the last week, which impacted many of the same regions that are about to be affected by the second wave. And we're not even in August yet. From Lincoln, Nebraska, to Fargo, North Dakota, temperatures will reach triple digits by the weekend. The heat wave focused over the northern plains will be 20 to 25 degrees above normal. Unbelievable. Let me tell you, all I'm saying is that this is you ain't seen nothing yet, okay? I posted a photo of the governor and I at an outdoor event last week, and I was a little upset to see that a couple of people responded very hatefully, and it just shows you how some people take this politics like a religion. They just push it to the limit, and it's so hateful. It was so intense. You know, people need to turn down a little. You can disagree with policy, but you don't have to be hateful. You know, I don't even agree with everything the Democrats do. And by the way, why did Biden ride that bike yesterday? You know, he's already no. He's already unstable in the first place. You see him walking. Don't try to ride a bike in front of all the media. And the worst, he falls right in front of the media pool. I mean, you know, if you had to put some tricycles on there so your bike would balance itself.
Stop it. Stop it.
You know, but I wouldn't play with it. Don't test it out. You know. Don't test it out. You know what I'm saying?
I would say test it out before you get out in front of the media. But you know, maybe in your backyard, on your block, if you just you and your family and neighbors see you. But
listen. This isn't as bad as when you walk out of the bathroom with toilet paper on the bottom of your foot and you're walking up Air Force One. There is nothing that can top that. Because that means your dad didn't tell you.
Yes, but I before he even fell, I thought to myself, no, don't ride a bike. Don't do it. He should have gotten off the bike, you know, a few yards, 100 yards before he got to the media pool, got off and walked the bike. But to ride it all up, you know, he you could tell he's just a little unstable in his motions and step. You know, I understand how old he is and all that stuff, and I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying, you know, just respect your age and don't try to act something out when you know. And when he went down, I said there it is. That's it. I knew it was gonna happen. Oh, okay.
You can clearly see that he's not. I don't think it's an age factor. It was an age factor. On top of there's got to be some medical illnesses going on, because I know a lot of 70-year-old, 80-something-year-old, I mean, they ride bikes through all, I mean, they be riding them bikes because they're physically capable. But something is medical wrong that they're not talking about. And you can see that in his presence. You can see that when he's
I'm just trying to be honest.
Something's going on.
I see just a slight unstableness there, okay? I'm just being honest, okay? And just to add to that, you don't have to be hateful, but I did hear somebody talk about Vice President Kamala Harris, and it wasn't flattering. But I haven't heard from her much lately, and I'm disappointed that things have not turned out better for her. I was hoping that she was going to be a very strong vice president and had. Like her statements, words, her speeches, I was hoping that they would be more solid, and it just hasn't turned out that way. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Let me keep going before. I talked about the president and the vice president. I voted for him, okay? So All right. let's go down the list. Henrietta, go right ahead.
And you know what, Michael? I'm just going to piggyback a little bit on what's going on currently. You know, again, we all saw, you know, President Joe Biden fall off the bike. I believe most of the American people know that there is some instability there.
Fox News is going to eat this up.
We're talking about with his speeches. He's tend to slur a lot in that. It's just evident that something is medically going on. However, you mentioned the vice president. I'm with you on that too, Michael. I'm just kind of like, where's her presence in all of this? Because again, when we elected that team, we elected them as a team, and the American people felt that she was the better choice over the choice that I thought was the best choice. However, it just goes to show, it goes back to the conversation that I was having and I've been having and I will continue to have. I had a great one yesterday out canvassing, talking to some businesses, and some customers came in, overheard the conversation myself and Candidate Andre Otis and I were having about voting. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. We have got to stop voting for people based on looks and appeal and name, because it is clearly not getting us anywhere. I speak
it's
that.
It's almost like a personality cult. It's almost like.
And all that.
Yeah, that's why they're after. They said that's the thing with Donald Trump. It's his personality. It's a personality cult. They'll do anything he says just because of his attitude. He likes, that firebrand. You're right, Henrietta.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we got. And this is what we have in our sitting president cabinet right now. People who went in based off the looks. Kamala Harris came out very strong. I give her that. I often say, and I still continue to say, she was not the better choice. I said it in the beginning, and I said
you
that
did.
Because it's not.
You did.
I
got to give you your props for that.
I read people energy. I met her at a NAACP dinner about 4 years ago. The same one we went to, me and you, when we were missionary that year, and she was there. And I'm telling you, that energy was funky. And I say that with no disrespect. That's just how I speak it. And I'm like, I don't like her attitude. And it wasn't a woman thing, or it was just something about that energy. And I was like, So when everyone, when we start to think about who do we want to represent, we got to represent based on work.
Well, let me say, Henrietta, you picked up on that before everybody. I got to give you props on that. You did, because I remember during the campaign, me and you were a little bit at odds over her, and I was gushing all over her. I'm like, oh my God, she is just the greatest. She looks good, and she's gonna play the part, and she's And now look, I'm like, is there somebody else?
But see, Michael, it's not just, and I'm telling you, I understand it. I understand how that plays out. But I am so dedicated into making sure that keeping the community, we have to vote based on the work, not the personality, not the pretty face, not the handsome face, not they coming in trying to, use our demises or our want as a means of a platform to come in and say, okay, I know they keep their ear to the street, let's be clear. So they hear what the people want. But have they ever did any work on behalf of the people prior to wanting that job? So I leave the audience with this. Let's learn and engage and get more politically involved about who our candidates are in this upcoming election. And let's be strong moving forward, because we got elections coming up in the next year, 2 years, so we still need to start learning. We're going to put people in who's going to represent us as a people and our needs being met. With Kamala, I'm just like, I don't think we're going to get too much from her moving forward. I think all hers are just her building her name, and that's fine too, but don't do it off the needs and wants and the demises of the people of this country. You know, you just relate yourself off the back of people.
Yep, I was looking
not
for somebody
like
who could win, and she did. She was part of the winning team. But there's three things mm-hmm. that I really am disappointed about. Number one is when there's a topic or an issue that comes up after her first sentence, there's nothing else to it. Then she starts mm-hmm. repeating herself. There's nothing. It's mm-hmm. like there's no depth to what her opinions mm-hmm. are. It's one mm-hmm. sentence and she's done. Number two, mm-hmm. She's been making a lot of bad decisions. She made a lot of bad decisions on a couple of foreign overseas trips that she's had, and they were very simple trips that she made, and she hasn't made that many, but she made some bad decisions on how she responded to some of the answers. Number three, her staff, she has not been able to, I don't know if you all realize that she's had constant turnover in staff
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the vice president's office. So there's just mm-hmm. some unstableness there, too. But, mm-hmm. yes, and we have that same issue in our races, too. You're talking about drama. Look at the 13th and the 12th congressional districts. We've got so many people running in those districts, and we've mm-hmm. got some... We've got some flashy people in there, but I hope they're listening to the messages of these people. So, great. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you had a great day at the park yesterday. Tell us about that and what else is going on.
So, good morning, everyone. I did have a great day at O'Hare. We were celebrating Juneteenth, which I know we will get into more when we do our quiz. And so there you had face painting, you had popcorn, you had vendors, you had great food trucks that were there. You had historians that came and talked about the importance of why we need to understand what Juneteenth is about, why we need to recognize it and acknowledge it. And we had music and entertainment, and different people came through. And what is always fun for me, two things. One, I get to meet great kids because I did do storytelling for some kids. And what I did for them is I interviewed each of them and then created a story based on what they told me. Basically, what's your favorite superhero? What's your favorite color? And what's your favorite food? And they all looked and they were like, wow. I said, that's your story. And every time we go out, we share that story. So just like we were talking politically, we're talking about Vice President Harris. It's telling a story. And so we talked about the importance of stories yesterday and just meeting people. I got a chance to see Henrietta. I got a chance to see your commissioner, Michael, Monique Baker McCormick. So it was a great day to be out there. But I do have a feel-good story that I want to read really quick.
Yes,
it's spending quality time with dad helps young children do better at school. The chance of a youngster reaching a good level of intellectual and emotional development by the age of 5 were reduced by 18% if their father felt he spent nowhere near enough time with his child. But while the time father spent drawing, painting, playing games with, or reading to his young one affected the child's progress at school, no similar effect was found for mothers. Just over 1 in 6 dads, which is about 18%, felt they did not spend enough quality time with their kid, but only 1 in 20 moms, which is about 5%, felt the same way. A further felt they did not spend quite enough time with their child. Researchers at the University of Leeds analyzed data from the Millennium Cohort study of more than 4,000 children born in two-parent households between 2000 and 2001 in survey data. The findings held up even when variables that could have explained the discrepancies, such as child's gender, ethnicity, household income, and their parents' employment status, were all taken into account. Moms were more likely than dads to say they spent enough time with their little ones already, but their feelings about whether they spent enough time playing with them had little effect on their child's progress. Overall, the study found that 62% of girls reached a good level of achievement at school, and 47% of boys did so, while 39% of children from poorer households reached a good level of achievement, compared with 58% of children from more affluent households. We found that a higher proportion of children reached a good level of overall achievement in the early years foundation stage profile when fathers engaged regularly in childcare activities such as drawing and painting, playing games, and reading with their children, researcher Dr. Helen Norman said. Mothers are more likely to say that they spend time with their children is enough or more than enough, which reflects the fact that mothers tend to be the ones spending the most time doing childcare. And not having enough time with children is less likely to be an issue. This is reflected in our sample where only 5% of mothers said they had nowhere near enough time with their 5-year-old compared to 18% of fathers. Early parental child care involvement is critical for supporting children's development, but this conclusion drawn largely from research conducted with mothers or parents more generally. Fathers' child care involvement should have a positive effect on children's development, yet there has been little empirical evidence to support this before our study. I wanted to bring that up because I think that it's important that we remember this is Father's Day. You have lots of effort to celebrate mothers, and we have to remember that mothers and fathers are needed when raising children. You need two parents. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:24, the father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. Thank you, guys.
Excellent, excellent. It's it's preferable, and you know, it doesn't always happen, but I think it's preferable to have both parents, and I think it's important. I remember when Cameron was born, I was so glad when I found out it was a boy. Before he was born, when we were doing the ultrasound and all that, and I was just like, that was one of the happiest days in my life. Just finding out it was a boy,
mm-hmm.
He hadn't been born yet, mm-hmm. And I was already making plans like, okay, we're gonna go to see the Tigers, we're gonna go to the ballpark and stuff like that, you know. But I was so happy, and you know, I'm glad that you know, he's 20 years old now, he's a grown man, and I'm so proud of him, you know. Working full time and everything. Look, I'm just glad that he's trying to do something the right way, you know? Yes, I'm just happy, and he likes his job and everything, so I'm just glad about that. All right, thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist Christy Lanster Andrews, oh my God, you know, she was preaching. I knew it was going to be like that. And then, you know, I guess it's not an effective preacher if you're uncomfortable, and I sure was getting uncomfortable sitting in that front row.
Oh, Lord.
I almost got up and had to walk out for a minute there. I thought she was trying to talk to me. You know how you in church and you just know, oh my God, why is she talking about me? You know, I ain't gonna say what she said, but all I'm saying is that. Now, let me tell you, once she got, everybody was just floored when she said it was about, she said, if you're trusting and believing, see, I was taking notes, okay? So I'm going to tell you what she said. She said there are benefits to trusting and believing in God. And at that,
amen.
At that point, let me let her say how it went, Evangelist.
Oh Lord, you could have talked about that. Let's see. The people said that they enjoyed the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see why they call you prophetess now. I see it. I see it now. I was scared to come up there. I was gonna go up there, but I was like scared. I don't know. I was like, you know, she was just preaching, and she was convicting me sometimes. She didn't even know it. I was sitting there all nervous.
Wow.
I hope she don't call. I hope she don't call my name out. You know, chaplain. Well, you don't know. You good all the time. You never feel, you know, guilty about nothing. I sure did, because I was like, wow. I was scared to go up there and you know, in the prayer line.
Wow.
I'll go next time. I'll go up. I'm going to have a lot more nerve next time. I was a little afraid.
Okay.
I was nervous.
I'll let Pastor preaching. Charles pray for you then. I'll let him do that then.
We have
a prayer call every Tuesday with the ladies at our church, and they were talking about it on Tuesday and saying how they were really blessed, and they were still reading over their notes and just feasting off of the word from Sunday. So I'm grateful to God that he gave me something to help somebody and to encourage somebody, and, you know, so that someone will have the strength to keep on pushing. That's what it's all about. It's all about the people and them being able to navigate through this life with God on their side. Today, I just have something really, really quickly. Happy Father's Day, first of all, to all the fathers. And I appreciate all the fathers that have been amazing throughout the years. Some of them jumped in a little bit later. Some of them jumped in earlier, jumped out, got back in there, whatever the case may be. If you have done your part, you are appreciated, and we're just thankful for you. And, you know, I'm going to say something that may seem odd to some, but I am also appreciative of the fathers that some that didn't need to be in the lives of their children. And I totally agree with Kimberly's story about you need both parents, you need mom and you need dad. But some fathers gave their children a blessing of leaving because they would have done more damage than good if they had stayed in their lives. But scripture that my little talk for today, that I had comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it just says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And I was thinking this morning, there's so much that happens in our lives. Oh my goodness, there's so much. There's so many things that we have on our list, our prayer list. There are things that we hope and pray for other people. And all of that, it's always, always, always something to pray for. But I was just thinking that I am thankful and I am grateful even before receiving the answered prayer. And if you think about your children, we raise our children up to show appreciation, gratitude, and thanks after they receive the prize, after they receive what they've longed for, after you give them what they have requested. But as children, we don't always teach them. In many households, not every single one. This is not a cookie-cutter situation, but we don't always teach them just to be thankful in general, not saying thank you only when you receive the prize, but being thankful for what you have not received, knowing that it's going to come, it's going to happen, you're going to receive what you need. But we often learn that lesson a little bit later in life, to be thankful for everything that we have not received yet and that's coming our way. So that's where the scripture came to me this morning. In all things and everything, give thanks. You may not see the manifestation of what you're hoping for, but you still ought to be thankful, because those that are thankful and have a good attitude, an attitude of gratitude, as they say, they ultimately get the results that they're looking for. I am more apt to give my child something special or something beautiful or what they have requested when they walk around with a positive attitude and they show appreciation for who I am to them in their lives. We ought to take that same thing and apply it to our relationship with the Lord and be thankful in all things, knowing that you're going to receive what you have requested. It shall be granted unto you. But just have the right attitude each and every day, and good things will come to you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I was leaving, I did mention to Evangelist Christie that I felt that message was for me last Sunday. So can I get a copy of that, of that message? There's a copy of it, right? Can I go on to the YouTube and see that again?
It should be on YouTube, Greater Pentecostal Temple, and also it's on Facebook on the Greater Pentecostal Temple page. It's still up there.
Okay, I'm going to try to find it, and I'm going to see if I can, because I would like to share that with the team. That was a powerful sermon, and I want the rest of the team to hear. You know, Chaplain, you know, maybe we can just play some excerpts of it and dissect it, because I don't know, some of the stuff she said, I was like, okay, I started looking around to see if people was looking at me like, did she mention my name or something? You know, I was like, okay, now maybe I'll come back next time. This is a little too intense here. She started mentioning a couple things. She don't even know that it was directly concerned to me. It was, you know, but you know what? If I feel like I'm all comfortable in church and I'm ready to light up a cigar and kick my feet back, that means something's wrong. That means they're telling me everything I want to hear. But even though she is a co-host here on the show, she didn't hold back. She just brought the word. Whew, chaplain, come on, man. She wasn't afraid. I know you ain't scared either. Say something, brother. Chaplain still there? I think he.
Here I go.
You back? Good.
Yes, I'm back. Lord have mercy. I'm having phone trouble. The devil must not want me to say nothing this morning. Can I get you some help to stop me?
I know.
Yeah.
It's your turn, man.
Yeah.
Bring it.
God bless you, man. I tell you, every time you send me at the end of these women, man, you can't do that no more. I thought we talked about that. You make the, you know what I'm talking about? You make my plate so heavy. You send me after these women are some gunslingers on here, man.
Why you gotta go first?
We need to get it. You need to go first and then get me, and then let me just sit back and absorb. You know what I'm talking about? Because, man, they come with some fire, but I thank God for them. I thank God. I want to go to one snippet, and I want to just mention two parts. I want to mention the fact that our president, Joe Biden, not only did he walk the first black man into the White House, but he walked him in there and he sat up under him. Now, after which, he came back. He didn't stop there. He walked the first black woman president, vice president, pardon my body, into the White House. And because he did that, I want to say Happy Father's Day to him today, because there's no one alive in this world or around the world who ever thought or believed that there would ever be a black face in those positions. And for that, I just say Happy Father's Day, and I thank you. There's a lot of critiquing. There's a lot of what we feel should be going on that could be discussed. But when I look at what Joe Biden has done for the black race in that aspect, helping us get in a position that we never thought that we would have.
And in fact, I don't
want to stop at that point, because the day that he had the fetal procedure, guess what? There was a first woman black president for that particular time. You see, so he has done a lot. I love Kamala Harris, amen. I love her. I care about her, and I appreciate her dearly. I do support the team in their feelings towards. She should speak. She should come out. She should say more. But when I look at her position, all I see is what with God. I see what God has allowed to happen in a world that no one thought would happen. So for that, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to our president. And I wanted to thank the panelists and ask y'all not to, don't mute them so they don't come back and chop me up, because they mute them so they won't come back and get at me. All right.
Okay.
Michael, can I just give a little bit of feedback on the bishop's comment, and I appreciate I say this with all due respect. As a black woman in my culture, and I continually see my people make excuses for work that's not being done. Let's be clear. Kamala Harris has not done any work. And I will call that out to her face, to the nation, that everybody else knows. What work has she done, or policies have she changed? And I need to check it because I ain't seen none yet. Or voices that she stood up, or any. I haven't heard anything from Kamala Harris.
I'm glad she's there. I'm glad she's in that position.
I'm not glad she's there. And it's not based on the fact of anything other than you haven't done anything. You haven't proven anything. And so I can't be happy because a black woman is sitting in a seat that no work is being done. See, I'm not that type of person who's going to congratulate because you're black. No, not going to do that. I'm not going to tell my community to do that. I don't care. If you're not doing the work, you should not be there.
Yeah,
I don't appreciate making excuses for black leadership or people in leadership because they're black, and we need to stop saying to ourselves, well, I'm glad they're there and this and that. And it's everybody's opinion is validated. But for me, I'm not happy with it.
But I am
disappointed.
I don't
want to see that kind of work because I want movement.
Yeah, I am disappointed that she hasn't done more, though. I really am. Yeah, Chaplain?
I have a rebuttal.
Yeah.
I see, and my rebuttal starts with, I see what God is doing in the lives of anyone, irregardless as to whether they black, white, blue, green, or purple. However, in this particular subject matter, speaks of a particular race, and it's talking about the black race, and it's talking about a particular woman, which happens to be Kamala Harris, who happens to be our vice president. So with that being said, that's a good thing. See, I think that we should focus in on the good. When you look at the good, then you see God. You see what God is doing. Everybody has the right to vote for whoever they want to vote for. So when
maybe she has a chance to redeem herself and do more. She's got more time in before the end of her first 4 years. So I'm hoping that she will step up and do a little bit more between now and the end before the next race, presidential race. So she has time to do something. Let me go to the phone line. Good morning, Reverend Smith. How are you? Reverend Smith, you missed a powerful preaching last Sunday at Greater Pentecostal. I was sitting up front with Missionary Humphrey. It got so intense that I thought maybe I should go back and sit towards the back.
No, you sat right in the science quiet where you needed to be.
Because I was like, oh my God, I knew she was, you know, she's a good speaker and everything, and I knew they called her a prophetess, and I knew she was a good minister and everything, but when I was sitting there in the front row and I had to listen to it and deal with it all, I almost had to, you know how they put your finger up to walk out the church? I was getting ready to put my arm up. I was going
to
whisper to missionary, look, I'm going to go sit in the back right now. Cause
oh,
just,
you got
you
scared,
know,
huh?
The light was too bright up front, you know. It was too bright
up front.
I'm glad you
were right with the firing squad. Sorry.
But it was very powerful, man. And I'm going to make sure that you all get to listen to it, too. And,
Something out of it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, I didn't like to get saved. You said, well, anyway.
Okay, look, do you have anything to say about Father's Day or Juneteenth?
Yes,
okay.
I got him scared on a Sunday.
I got preached that last Sunday. I don't need you to come back the second time and redo the sermon over again.
You like a three-piece suit. I'm getting him, Kevin.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy Father's Day.
I already got convicted once, buddy.
Well, you're going to get it again. But anyway, you are a man amongst many, and you're a great man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
All I'm going to say is get rid of all of the here we go, Kevin.
Watch out now. What you trying to say?
Get rid of all the
We just lost his call.
Amen for Jesus.
I think we just lost Reverend Smith's call
Don't do it.
You got the Sunday morning team. Mama Humphrey told you. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. This
Thank
is
you
Kathy,
for those
happy Father's Day, bro.
Say it again, sir.
I said happy Father's Day. Listen, I want you all to, I want you all to be. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I want you all to be praying for me. My sister-in-law passed, and we're praying for the whole family, my wife and everyone. And then this time next month, we'll be going into the new church on Fingal and Schaefer.
Praise the Lord.
Guys, morning team, get ready. We're going to be broadcasting from the new facility on Fingal and Schaefer.
Oh, I'm not going to be sitting up in the front row. I had my share of that. I'm going to have to sit in the back.
And if I come, I'm going to ask you, if I come, I'm going to ask you what you're going to be talking about before I get there, because you ain't going to shoot no shot to me. You ain't going to get me in no church and try to shoot none at me.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Evangelist,
I take y'all in private, take y'all full of hoes. But anyway,
Evangelist, can you let me know what the topic of your sermon is before I come next time? Will you be able to shoot
me
a text? Just to warn me about that.
Baby, did you give it to him? Don't let him know nothing. I'm gonna try to be there next
time. Michael just ran. He just ran like four. Run, Michael,
and
run!
He can't run. It's amazing he's doing all that running.
That's right.
Yes. It's amazing he's doing all that running because there's no scripture in the Bible where Jesus ran.
He can run, but he can't hide.
You know what you like.
It ain't a scripture in the Bible that say Jesus ran, but Michael be running.
Right.
He be running.
He can't run
Michael,
no more. He's too old to run.
Right.
Yes,
Michael,
yeah,
remember what happened with Jonah?
Wow.
No, Michael's going to end up like Jonah and end up in a whale because he ran it.
Yeah.
Remember, Jonah tried to run and God sent a whale? He had to sit there. Don't do it, Michael. God going to get you. You better just accept it and move on.
Okay. Oh, you know what? The time is just moving along.
We got time. I got a bridge card. I'll play for some more time. We got time. We'll play for overtime.
Let me get out of this right now.
You can't get out of it, bro.
The weather. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, thank God we
haven't done the weather yet.
Amen. So good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Good morning. So I have a hallelujah report. It's 62 degrees. It's beautiful. Our high today will be 78 degrees, mostly sunny with a low of 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 67. I wish I had some help in here.
You got some help on here.
On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high of 96 and a low of 73. Now, listen here, Michael, if you still running, you might want to get up under some air conditioning because, you know, it can get hot when you're running. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 94 and a low of 67. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 68. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Hallelujah, somebody. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with another high of 91 and a low of 65.
Wow.
Y'all get y'all sunblock, y'all sunscreen, and make sure you take care of yourself this week because it's a hallelujah heat in here.
Okay, Kevin, I'm trying to sound
spiritual.
What's
going on 90-degree days, Kim? Because if the humidity is low, I can deal with the 90s. If that humidity is going to be stroking, you know, folks out, let me know so I can, you know, call in.
Especially when you're out campaigning.
The days where you're looking at humidity are probably Wednesday and Thursday. Those might be a little bit more uncomfortable
in
the air. But otherwise,
up, humidity, details on humidity and all this stuff. Ain't that so wild?
We
need to know. We need to know.
And actually, let me correct that. Tomorrow, there may be a little bit of humidity. So Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday may be days for a little bit of humidity. So just make sure that you stay hydrated. Get your sunscreen, your sunblock, whatever you need to do, and take care of yourself and make sure that you stay cool because it is summer now. We jumped straight from from winter, that quick spring, straight into summer. So here we are.
Here we go.
Great.
And that's
Thank you, Kimberly. I'm so glad I added on a couple extra minutes because we still got some more stuff to cover. I'm going to take a very short break real quick here, and then when we come back, I want to thank those of you who are listening, streaming online, listening on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening. And if you do want to call in, here the number is 563-999-3557. Click onto the chat and let me know that you want to say something. I want to thank all of you who are also calling in on the line too already. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the Juneteenth quiz, too. We got the Juneteenth quiz we want to take, too. I want to get the Sunday morning team to take. All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right,
I promise you that everything is gonna be
I wasn't feeling well, I took a break from the Sunday morning on the Praise Network. But just when I took a break, do you guys know I got two very great responses from my little Sunday school thing I just started? I told you this organization want to sponsor me as a chaplain. Grateful. Yes. Would you believe that? I thought we dropped Minister Smith's call, and he's still on there.
Don't do it.
Okay. And then I got a nice letter from another listener, and I almost regret now that I took a break because they were like, this is great. I'm going to be listening every Sunday for Sunday school. So I know I got to keep that going. So something is working there, and there is God is working with me, okay? Working on
Amen.
Me, okay? Yes. And part of that was Evangelist Christy Lassie doesn't even know how much of an impact that her message had on me last Sunday. So God was speaking to me. Okay. All right. You know that God's trying to tell you something. That's how I felt Sunday. All right.
Evangelist Lassie, keep working on it. I'm sorry.
All right. Look, Juneteenth. This is the second year, right? Kimberly, the second year for Juneteenth?
No, this is the first year, federally recognized. Yes,
okay.
Right.
First year.
All right, here's the CNN Juneteenth quiz. It's okay, the first question is 10 questions. Let's see how we do. I'm going to take this at the same time you guys, so I'll read it off. Number one, and let me just make sure I check to see, because I don't want to miss anybody that joins our chat. You know, we have a chat feature on blogtalkradio.com on the page, and if you'd like to make a comment, just send the chat, and I'll open up your phone line, and we can talk about it. All right, let me go back to the Juneteenth quiz. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, the day Union Major General Gordon Granger informed slaves of their emancipation from slavery. In which state did this event take place?
Texas.
Alabama, Louisiana, or Georgia?
Texas.
You are correct. It was Texas. Galveston, Texas.
Yay!
Yes, great. Okay. Don't be all happy yet. That's just 1 out of 10. don't fail this test. Granger's announcement came almost 3 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the famous executive order abolishing slavery, issued by which U.S. president? Ulysses Grant, Andrew Johnson, Abraham Lincoln, or George Washington?
Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely.
Yes.
President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Look at that. It took a couple of years for information to get out here. Oh, my goodness. I know something. Can you just imagine that people probably heard the rumors and everything, and people were getting all excited, but they still weren't let go and all that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. Here's number three. Which constitutional amendment officially abolished slavery across the United States? The Fourth Amendment, 13th Amendment, 9th Amendment, or the 19th Amendment?
13th Amendment.
Constitutional amendment officially abolished slavery across the United States. I don't know, but what do you all think?
13th Amendment.
13th Amendment.
Okay, I'll go with that. The Sunday morning team says the 13th Amendment. I'm going to click on correct. Oh, you guys are great. Okay.
I know it. I wasn't even kidding.
That's how y'all study. Clearly, love me some Juneteenth. I studied that history, baby. Let's go. Come on, Henrietta. Let's get it.
What two Union border states continued to practice slavery up until the 13th Amendment was ratified? Oh, my goodness. What two states kept practicing slavery even after President Lincoln abolished it? Was it Kentucky and Missouri, Delaware and Maryland, Maryland and Missouri, or Delaware and Kentucky? Wow. Henrietta, you say Delaware and Kentucky?
I'm telling you, I know this like the back of my hand. Delaware, Kentucky, I was kind of ticked about it. I'm like, oh, they won't let my people go.
Okay. All right. She sounds.
Kentucky. I said
Kentucky and Missouri.
I'm right along with you. Says Kentucky.
For some reason, I think Missouri was part of that. But okay, if Henrietta is wrong this time,
she owes us ice cream and one of these nice chicken wings.
I want chocolate Häagen-Dazs chocolate. I want Häagen-Dazs chocolate.
I'm trying to get some chicken wings out there, y'all. Hold on.
Okay, Delaware, Kentucky. I'm clicking on. Correct. Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you. I know this. When I'm a Juneteenth, I didn't mean to talk about Michael, but this is something that hit me in my heart. I really wanted to know a lot more about it. So I've been engaging and digging into the history of it. Like, trust me, I know about some Juneteenth.
Oh, well, wow. It looks like Mike Van too going to be buying ice cream and ribs, too.
Where did you get all that from?
Get it in while you can.
Throw it in
there.
I'll buy for you all.
Sometimes the calls drop, and I don't know how come your call ain't dropped yet.
He said he's going to feed us. Don't drop it. Brother Smith, tell him you got Jesus on your side.
It's not working. I'm trying to click and drop his call, and the button ain't even working here.
Michael, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
I thought I was on mute. Okay.
I'm going to tell him what you're trying to do to him.
Kevin, you get on his side. Don't get on his side.
That's my man.
Number five. How many slaves were estimated to be in the United States in the early 1860s before slavery was outlawed? How many slaves were estimated to be in the United States in the early 1860s before slavery was outlawed? Was it 1.2 million? 3.9 million? 2.4 million or
9.4 million.
Okay, so let me remember that one, because I wanted to know how many people were enslaved and how many people.
Because I think
I think if I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm right, and if I'm wrong, then I have to treat everybody to ice cream. I think it was.
Remember time out, Henrietta. You're gonna be on time out.
I know, right?
I think it was
3.9. Please be right. I think it was 3.9 because I know it was almost 4 million, and I thought it was 4 million or 5 million, but I think it was something like 2.4 or 3.9. I'm going to go with 3.9.
2.4 million. It's 2.4 million.
I think it might have, because it was, I know it was almost 4 million people, so I'm going to say 3.9.
I kind of, you know, I would like to go with Dr. Smith on this, the 2.4, but for some reason I think 3.9 was more accurate.
I just want the ice cream.
Right.
But I think it's either down to 2.4 or 3.9. But since Henrietta was right the last time, I'm gonna continue to stick with her until she falls. I'm gonna go with 3.9.
Until
so
she falls
off
the bike, we're going to stick with her.
Yes. Henrietta is correct.
Let me tell you what, guys, and I'm telling you, when I tell y'all I have really dug into Juneteenth history. I knew it was I thought it was more, because when I started to tell people, I'm like, this probably was like 6-7 million people. And so as I started doing the research, I knew it was almost 4 million. But I didn't know if it was like 3.3 or 3.7, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with that almost 4 million. So when you said the numbers, I'm like, 3.9 sounds closer.
Do you know only 500,000 black people were considered free persons during that time? Not even a million. 3.9 million slaves.
We're still coming along. Mm-hmm. We have endured.
You know what?
And still do.
Those days, Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that we are not living during that time. Have you all ever thought about what you would be dealing with? How would you handle being
yes.
a slave?
Yeah.
I thought about
yes.
it when Roots came on. That's how old I am. I thought
yeah.
about it when
mm-hmm.
Roots came on the first time way
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could sit there and watch how, but then the thing is, how would you handle it? It's all about
right.
you.
Right?
And,
right.
and that day on Judgment Day, it's about you. It ain't going to be everybody else, right? I ain't trying to preach, but anyway.
That's right.
It's like 3.9 million slaves.
Wow.
Around 1860. So far, we've got 5 out of 10 right. We got 5 more to go. 5 more to go.
Okay.
Thank God. I was listening to God this morning when he told me to extend the program. I'm so glad.
Amen.
That
Amen.
I was obedient, you know. All right.
Ooh,
number 6. Yeah.
He said he was listening to God. That's the part I'm still stuck on, but okay.
The Bible does say that obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
That's
right.
Say it again.
Okay.
We want the bad picture.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got to help it here. Amen.
You better say it.
And
amen.
If you be willing, listen to this one. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So you want the life
preach
to be
it.
Better, you got to be willing
wow.
and obedient.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right on time,
preach
prophetess.
It.
Right on time.
I thought I was doing a podcast. This is almost like Sunday service. This is like Sunday service sometimes. But I tell you what,
that's a nice little podcast name right there.
It helps all of us in our daily lives, our daily walk. It really does. All right, number 6. Which state was the first to recognize Juneteenth as a holiday? Which state was the first? Georgia, New York, Texas, or Virginia? I'm thinking
Virginia.
It was originated in Texas, that Texas must be the one. I would be stunned if it wasn't. Because
it was broadcast yesterday, so I remember that when it talked about
right.
where it started.
Okay,
we're sticking with Henrietta Ivy.
With Texas. That was, they were talking about it on the Black Channel, on the Black News Network channel, and they did say that Texas was the originated where it was first recognized. So that was only
Henrietta
reason why
is I correct.
That.
Henrietta
See,
is correct.
But
that was the first thing.
I remember that.
Look, I'm just glad that the Sunday morning team, even if it's one person that knows all the answers, at least we got somebody on the team that knows the answers.
Exactly.
Well,
I love Juneteenth, and I want to know all about the history of how my people had to go and endure. I'm totally endowed into Black history.
Wait till I promote this show. I'm gonna put on there Henrietta Ivy, Juneteenth expert.
There you go.
Helped us win the
cheater
quiz from CNN. This is on. By the way, this is on CNN. So don't go on CNN.com.
Hey, don't hate the brain. Play the game, boo.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with you, Henrietta.
When we finish, go to CNN.com, and you'll see how big a deal this quiz is today.
Then,
it's
you know
a big
what?
Deal.
Just pull up Juneteenth history and just start reading, because it's very well.
Not yet. Not yet. Wait till we finish our quiz. Okay. Which U.S. president signed a bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday? Which U.S. president signed a bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday? Was it Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden?
The Reverend Barack Obama.
Which U.S. president signed a bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday?
The Reverend Barack Hussein Obama.
Boom.
Let the church say amen.
It wasn't Joe
amen.
Biden. I thought it was Joe Biden. What saith Henrietta?
I said Barack Obama.
She said Reverend Obama.
I said Joe Biden.
Yeah, I know you just want to go with Uncle Joe.
I think it was Joe Biden, but I'm scared to go against Henrietta on this.
I said Joe Biden.
Let's go with Henrietta.
I said
she's got a track
record. We said Obama.
Joe Biden. I said
Joe Biden.
Okay, so you're being prejudiced right now.
Okay, are we sure it wasn't Donald Trump?
No,
you
know
what?
He didn't do no amendments on it, no.
By the way, did he still approve that $20 bill yet?
No.
No. Okay, well, it's not Donald Trump.
Not for Harriet Tubman, no.
Oh,
No, not for Harriet Tubman.
Okay, I'm going to go with Barack Obama because Henrietta has not
a winning streak.
Yeah, she hasn't given us a wrong answer yet.
I'm thinking
it was Joe Biden though. But here we go. But I thought we would have remembered if Barack Obama didn't, wouldn't we?
Joe Biden.
Here we go. I'm going to click on to Barack Obama because Henrietta has
and
a winning streak.
What did he say?
Oh, who was it?
Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
We were right.
Okay, Kevin.
Joe Biden signed the bill into law.
That's good news too. But I could have swore it was Barack Obama that actually put in the first.
You need to give it a cheat sheet, bro.
Come on, sis, just go ahead and take the L, okay? Just take the L, sis.
That's right.
I'm a good sport. I can take a hit.
All right.
Listen to the runner.
Okay.
Not a runner.
We got one wrong. Okay. All right. Number eight, we got two more to go. A revised red, white, and blue flag honoring Juneteenth was introduced in 2000. What symbol is at the center of the flag? A revised red, white, and blue flag honoring Juneteenth was introduced in 2000. What symbol is at the center of the flag? Is it a star, crescent moon, octagon, or triangle?
Star.
That's what I think, too.
I think it is, too. We're going to go with star. Correct. It's a star. That was easy. It represents the Lone Star of Texas. Yes.
Okay.
All right. The last one.
Kim, you go, girl.
The last one. What is another name often used to refer to Juneteenth?
Black History Month.
Equality Day. Freedom Day.
Black History
Power Day.
That's going to be Freedom Day.
Yeah,
Freedom Day. I'll go with that. Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Freedom Day. Yeah.
Freedom Day.
Freedom Day. Correct. Juneteenth is also Freedom Day.
Yeah.
Good job, everyone.
Mr. Kathy, get ready to buy the tip money, my friend.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't have enough coffee this morning, but there is...
Uh-oh.
That was number nine. So here's one more.
He did say there was
one
more.
What beverage was once popular and synonymous with Juneteenth celebrations? Mint julep, brandy milk punch, strawberry soda, or chicory coffee?
I think it's
mint julep.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm gonna go with what you just said, Mike. The runner. I'm gonna go with the runner today.
He can't run, no. Kathy. What you talking about, bro?
Do not give me that name. Do not give me that name. I did not run to the back seat over at Greater Pentecostal. I stayed in the front seat.
Hey,
whoa. The whole
there wasn't no room now. There wasn't no room back there. That's right.
It was standing room only. Because I didn't want to get no attention, so I stayed in my seat. Cause,
yeah.
You know.
He just kind of strung down a little bit. You know how you try to
call me. She might have called me out. She might have said something. Brother Mike, where you going?
I wish you had him. Since the last time I wish you had called him out, I'd have been so happy. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sitting in the back row at your church, Dr. Smith.
Don't worry about it, Mike.
Okay.
When I go over to that Finkel and Schaefer, I'm going to put it down for you, man. I'm going over on that Finkel and Schaefer when it opens up. How about that?
Okay.
That's
go
okay.
With me.
You're going to have a front seat up in the pulpit, bro, so now what? Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, we're going to get mint julep. Let's click on.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Is that a boozy drink,
what?
Man, too?
Who said strawberry soda?
I did. That was me.
Kim.
I said,
wow. So it says, congratulations, great job. You got
8 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, I could see strawberry soda, but I had those, that mint julep was something I don't know.
So
the Sunday
team got 8 out of 10. As a team, we got 8 out of 10. So that's 80%.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty good.
That's passing. That's passing
yeah.
for you know school. That's passing. So
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like a 90% or 85 or something like that. 90%. We good.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that was fun. That was fun. Really appreciate that. Well, you know, I just want to just go around and wrap things up to see what you guys have going on this week. I'm just now trying to get out and about. I'm feeling a lot better now. So I'm going to plan on finally getting out. I'm going to go out as soon as I get home this morning. I'm here at the studios in Southfield. I am going to do some ribs and chicken from an undisclosed location.
Okay. But you said undisclosed location. So, Michael, we can't come
right.
Here.
Now we know where
chicken.
That location is.
Exactly. Let me know where that location is. Come on, undisclosed. You thought you were going to slap that pass? We heard that.
See, you're trying to be careful because this man too. Listen, she got something for him later. I'm sorry.
Right.
So I'm going to be out.
We love you, Brenda.
I'll be out doing some barbecue, okay? So, all right, let's go down the list. Henrietta, what you got?
Well, you know, today
week?
Is another work day for me. I'm going to be getting out and hitting some more community doors. This is election season, and we're getting up with like 45, 55 days away, if not a little bit more from the primary election. So I will be out in the community again today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I will be attending a Father's Day barbecue in my son-in-law's and my daughter's house. So I'm going to hurry up and hit these doors so I can go over and eat up their food.
That's rude.
Great. All right. Kimberly Bachelor Davis. Kimberly.
So good morning. Today is Father's Day, so we will be celebrating my husband today. We're going to stop by this new coffee shop, guys. It's a new black-owned coffee shop called Ooey Coffee. It's located at 12803 West 7 Mile in Detroit. And they
wow.
are giving free coffee to father. To father.
Oh,
all day long.
What's that again?
The address is 12803 West 7 Mile in Detroit. It's called Ooey Coffee. Their coffee is very good. We got to stop by there. So I'm going to stop by there with my husband later on this afternoon. And then this week on the Kim B. Davis Show, we're going to be talking about getting out on the water. There's a great sailing program in Detroit that I didn't know about. So I'm going to be showcasing that.
I may try to stop and get that coffee. You said 128.
03. 12803.
West 7 Mile. I think I may stop and get me a cup of coffee before I head home this morning.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. All right,
you're
Evangelist
welcome.
Christy Laster Andrews.
Well, today, again, happy Father's Day to all the wonderful fathers out there. Today we don't have much going on. Of course, we'll honor the fathers in morning worship today. But my family and I decided to get together tomorrow to celebrate Father's Day. So we're going to have a barbecue here at my home. My aunt is here from West Virginia, so she's going to give us some of that good old Southern cooking on this week. And other than that, I don't have a whole lot going on. But
and you all will be barbecuing and having lots of food and everything?
Tomorrow, yes, we will.
Tomorrow. What's the address? Include the zip code for my GPS.
They'll get
and
their windows set
I have
out.
To text you.
And
there's others that are listening out there, so I have to send you a side text.
I'm like, what's and please include the zip code so I can do my navigation.
Absolutely. I'll just give you a side text on that.
All right.
But in a couple of weeks, we are going to do community day at the church. So that's going to be on the 26th, the fourth Sunday after service. If it's not 100 degrees, we'll go out and, you know, we'll have music, we'll have food, and we're just going to have a good time. So mark your calendars for the 26th for community day.
Next time, I want the whole Sunday morning team to go with me over to Greater Pentecostal. I feel better with the whole team. Because when I went by myself, oh, my God, it was a little intimidating. You know, Missionary Humphrey was sitting next to me. But if the whole team was there, y'all gonna find out. I ain't the only one, okay? Y'all find out. Yeah, don't have me running. Okay. Chaplain. That great speaker and singer, Chaplain Kathy.
Bless you. All right, bless you. I would like to just say I want to send a special Father's Day out greeting to the chief of the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association and all of the men that's a part of it, Chief Dan Tackett. And also, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not pass but have everlasting life. And for that, I say happy Father's Day to the greatest father of all, and that's God himself. And with that being said, shout out again to the whole team. Shout out to the missionary and hello, Detroit. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, Bishop Smith, yes, it's Father's Day and everything, but I do want to give Mrs. Van Tool some credit because, I can't remember one of the scriptures says something about your wife, but I think it's in Psalms.
There you go again, y'all. There you go again.
I know.
I might be wrong on this, but I think it's, I don't even know Psalms, if they have 128 Psalms in Psalms, but anyway, I think it's in Psalm 128, verse 3 and 4, it says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
Your children
will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. I think that's Psalm 128, verse 3 and 4, Bishop Smith.
Now you can go home,
Satan. Can you verify that for me?
Blessing. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
But this is Father's Day, and but I did want to mention that. There's some fathers here that have some very good women behind them, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. This has been great. I am really enjoying this morning. I thank all of you and all those happy Father's Day wishes. I want to thank all of those who have been sending me wishes on text messages this morning, my emails, social media. Thank you all. God bless you, and I really appreciate it. thank you so much. And I hope you all have a great Father's Day today. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers here on the Sunday Morning Team and the fathers behind the Sunday Morning Team. Happy Father's Day to you, all you gentlemen. God bless you. You all have a great Sunday today, and may God be with you and your families.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you all. Looking forward to fellowshipping with you all real soon.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.